This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Feedback mistakes to avoid when giving written feedback via email or messaging apps at work. Written feedback goes wrong in ways you never see coming. In short, most written feedback mistakes happen not because people mean harm, but because digital formats strip away the warmth and context that makes feedback land well. Sending feedback without enough context leaves the reader guessing at your meaning. Tone in written messages reads far harsher than the sender ever intended. Choosing a messaging app for sensitive feedback is one of the most damaging habits in modern workplaces. Definition: written feedback mistakes are errors in how feedback is composed, framed, or delivered via email or messaging apps at work. These mistakes cause confusion, damage trust, and undermine performance improvement because the digital format removes vocal tone, timing, and the human cues that give critical feedback its meaning. Introduction. You wrote the message carefully. You thought it was clear. Then a colleague went quiet, a teammate became guarded, or a performance conversation turned into a grievance. That is the moment most people discover that written feedback is not as safe or simple as it looks. Here is the truth of it: written feedback mistakes are easy to make and hard to see. You cannot watch someone's face as they read your email. You cannot soften a blunt sentence with a reassuring nod. The words sit on the screen, stripped of warmth, and the reader fills in everything you left out, often with something darker than you intended. Most people believe their written feedback is clear and fair. The people receiving it frequently disagree. That gap is where relationships erode, quietly and without warning. In this article, you will learn to recognize 6 specific written feedback mistakes, understand why each one happens, and apply a practical fix before your next message goes out. If you want to strengthen your broader approach, what is proper email etiquette in the workplace? Gives you the foundation this article builds on. Why written feedback problems are so hard to catch. The reason people keep making the same written feedback errors is straightforward: the mistakes feel invisible. When you write a message, it sounds reasonable inside your own head because you hear it in your own voice, with your own intention behind it. The recipient hears none of that. They read the words alone. Here are the reasons these mistakes go undetected for so long. The sender never sees the impact. You send the email, return to your work, and never witness the moment the other person reads it. You are not there when their face falls or when they read it to a colleague asking, "Does this sound harsh to you?" Silence looks like acceptance. When someone receives feedback that stings, they often say nothing. You interpret that silence as smooth delivery. In reality, they have simply decided not to argue with you in writing. Everyone around you is doing the same thing. If your whole team gives feedback over Slack or email, those habits get normalized. Nobody questions them because everybody shares them. The feedback sometimes does work. Occasionally, a blunt email produces the behavior change you wanted. That one success convinces you the method is fine, even when 6 other messages created resentment you never knew about. You are focused on content, not delivery. Most people spend their energy on what they want to say, not on how the format shapes what is heard. The medium is doing damage while you are busy polishing the message. The first step is knowing what to look for. That is what this article gives you. Mistake 1. Sending feedback without enough context. What it looks like: the message names a problem, but gives no surrounding information. The recipient reads something like, "The report had several errors this week," and is left wondering which report, which errors, and what standards they failed to meet. Why it happens: the sender has full context in their own mind. They were in the meeting. They read the report. They forget that the reader is starting with none of that background. Why it matters: feedback without context cannot be acted on. The recipient either guesses at what you meant, asks a follow-up that delays progress, or quietly absorbs a vague sense of failure with no clear path forward. What to do about it? Before you send written feedback, ask yourself, "If I knew nothing about this situation, could I understand this message?" Name the specific document, date, meeting, or deliverable. Describe the observable gap between what happened and what was expected. Give the reader everything they need to improve right there in the message. Eamon's note: I have sent dozens of context-free messages in my time, and every single one created more confusion than their original problem ever did. Mistake 2. Letting tone go unmanaged. What it looks like: the message reads as cold, blunt, or even hostile, even though the sender felt entirely neutral when they wrote it. Short sentences without connective warmth are the most common culprit. This was not what I asked for. Please redo it. Why it happens. When you're busy or frustrated, you're writing contracts. You strip out the pleasantries and softeners that, in speech, would signal care. Written words carry no vocal warmth, so brevity reads as curtness. Understanding tone in email communication. The unspoken message is essential here. Why it matters. A recipient who feels attacked stops processing the content of your feedback. They shift into self-defense, not improvement. The feedback fails before it has a chance to help. What to do about it? Read your feedback aloud before you send it. If it sounds clipped or cold when spoken, it will read worse in writing. Add one sentence that signals your intention. I want to flag something so we can get this right together. That one line changes the emotional register of everything that follows. Eamon's note. Tone in writing is like weather you forget to check before you step outside. By the time you notice it, you're already soaked. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Mistake 3. Using a messaging app for sensitive feedback. What it looks like. A manager sends corrective feedback over Slack or Teams because it feels faster and less formal. The message lands in a shared thread or appears as a notification the recipient reads on their phone during lunch. Why it happens? Messaging apps have become the default channel for workplace communication. Speed and convenience override judgment about what the moment actually requires. This is one of the central issues explored in email versus instant messaging versus phone. Choosing the right channel at work. Why it matters. Sensitive feedback in a chat app feels public, permanent, and abrupt. Even in a private message, the format signals low importance. The brevity the medium demands is the opposite of what difficult feedback requires. What to do about it? Apply one simple rule. If the feedback involves performance, behavior, or anything that could cause embarrassment or distress, it does not belong in a messaging app. Use email for a considered written record, or better yet, schedule a short call. Reserve messaging apps for positive reinforcement and quick, practical observations. Eamon's note. I've watched people resign over a message that took 30 seconds to type and would have taken 3 minutes to say with any decency at all. Mistake 4. Burying the feedback inside too much text. What it looks like. The actual feedback is sandwiched between three paragraphs of preamble, context, and softening. By the time the reader reaches the core message, they are either confused about what the main point is or they have missed it entirely. Why it happens? People try to be kind by cushioning hard feedback with a great deal of context. The intention is good. The result is a message where the recipient cannot identify what they need to change. This connects directly to the habits described in reducing misunderstanding in written communication. Why it matters. If the recipient cannot name the specific change you are asking for, no change happens. Buried feedback produces confusion, not improvement. What to do about it? State the core feedback within the first three sentences of your message. You can provide context after, not before. A clear structure is what you observed, why it matters, and what you would like to see instead. Keep the whole message to under 200 words wherever possible. Clarity is a kindness, not a confrontation. Eamon's note. The longer the wind up, the more likely the reader will miss the pitch entirely. Mistake 5. Giving feedback without a path forward. What it looks like. The message identifies a problem clearly, but stops there. The recipient knows what went wrong, and has no idea what good looks like or what step to take next. The email ends with something like, please make sure this does not happen again. Why it happens. Senders focus on what failed, and forget that feedback is not a verdict, it is a direction. Without a next step, written feedback becomes a written complaint. Why it matters. Feedback without a forward direction increases anxiety and decreases performance. The recipient is left wondering how to fix something with no map for doing so. Over time, this builds a feedback culture where people dread receiving messages from you, as explored in How to Give Feedback That Strengthens Team Synergy Instead of Breaking It. What to do about it? Every piece of written feedback must include at least one concrete next action. In future, please send the draft to me by Thursday noon for a quick check before it goes out. That one sentence transforms the message from a critique into a plan. If you do not know what the next step should be, do not send the feedback yet. Eamon's note. A map with no destination is just a piece of paper. Feedback without a next step is no different. Mistake 6. Sending group feedback that should be private. What it looks like. A manager sends corrective feedback to a team thread or copies multiple people into an email about one person's mistake. Sometimes it is framed as a team reminder, but everyone knows who it is really about. Why it happens. Senders tell themselves they are creating general guidance. In reality, they are avoiding the discomfort of a direct conversation, or they want witnesses. Neither is a good reason. The impact on team dynamics is well documented in common communication mistakes that quietly destroy team synergy. Why it matters. Public correction humiliates. Even when the feedback is accurate, the delivery destroys trust, not just with the individual, but with every team member who watches it happen and thinks, that could be me next. What to do about it? Corrective feedback goes directly to the individual it concerns, always. If you need to create a team guideline off the back of an error, write it as a general policy message with no reference to the incident. Then have the direct conversation separately. You can learn the structure for that direct conversation to how to use the SBI method to give team members feedback. Eamon's note. I have never once seen a public correction improve performance. I have seen it end careers and poison teams for years. The pattern behind these written feedback mistakes. These mistakes rarely appear in isolation. You will usually find two or three of them in the same message, and they tend to cluster in teams where written communication has quietly replaced real conversation. The central root cause is this: people use written formats to avoid the discomfort of direct human contact. Email and messaging apps feel safer because they create distance. That distance feels like control, but it removes all the tools that make feedback land well: your tone, your presence, your ability to read and respond to what the other person is feeling. There is a second pattern worth naming. Many of these mistakes come from speed. Written feedback sent quickly is written feedback sent carelessly. When you are moving fast, you skip context, drop tone, and hit send before you have asked yourself what the recipient actually needs to receive. A third pattern is the absence of a clear framework. Most people give written feedback by instinct, which means they repeat whatever they have always done. Without a deliberate system for composing and reviewing feedback before it goes out, the same errors repeat indefinitely. Fix the root and most of the symptoms resolve. Your diagnostic checklist for written feedback. Use this checklist to assess where you currently stand with your written feedback habits. I regularly send written feedback without naming the specific situation it refers to. My feedback messages are often shorter than 3 sentences. With no context or explanation. I have used a messaging app to deliver corrective or sensitive feedback in the last month. I tend to write feedback quickly and send it without rereading for tone. My feedback messages often identify what went wrong but do not describe what good looks like. I have sent corrective feedback to a group when it was really intended for one person. I rely on the recipient to ask follow-up questions rather than making the message self-contained. I have received a reply to a feedback message that suggested the other person misunderstood my intention. I rarely read my written feedback aloud before sending it. I sometimes send feedback by email or message to avoid having a difficult conversation in person. If you checked 3 or fewer, your written feedback habits are solid. Focus on the items you did check and tighten those specifics. If you checked 4 to 6, address the highest impact items first. Tone, context, and channel choice will give you the fastest improvement. If you checked 7 or more, your written feedback is likely causing more harm than you realize, and this needs immediate attention. How to start fixing written feedback mistakes. Diagnosis without action is just worry. Here is where to begin. Number 1. Read it aloud before you send. Spend 30 seconds reading every piece of written feedback aloud before you hit send. Your ear will catch what your eye misses. If it sounds cold, clipped, or vague when spoken, rewrite it. Number 2. Name the situation specifically. Every feedback message must include a clear reference to the document, the meeting, the deadline, the date. If you cannot name the specific situation, you are not ready to send the feedback yet. Number 3. Add one forward-facing sentence. Before you close any feedback message, write one sentence that tells the recipient what good looks like or what the next step is. This single habit transforms feedback from criticism into direction. Number 4. Choose the right channel with intention.
Ask yourself, is this sensitive, complex, or likely to need a real conversation?
If the answer to any of those is yes, pick up the phone or arrange a call. Reserve written formats for clear, low stakes, positive observations. Number 5. Use a structure, not instinct.
The SBI framework gives you a reliable method for composing written feedback.
Situation, behavior, impact. Apply it every time and your messages will be clearer, fairer, and easier to act on.
For a deeper look at the patterns behind feedback that connect rather than divides, read how to give feedback that strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it.
Summary. You now have a clear picture of the written feedback mistakes that damage relationships, create confusion, and undermine the very improvements you're trying to encourage. Written feedback mistakes are invisible to the sender, but felt immediately by the recipient.
Tone, context, and channel choice matter as much as the content of the feedback itself.
Speed is the enemy of good written feedback. Slow down and reread before you send. Sensitive feedback belongs in a real conversation, not a messaging app.
Every feedback message needs a specific situation, a clear observation, and a forward-facing next step. Corrective feedback is always private, never public. To build on what you've learned here, reducing misunderstanding in written communication will strengthen how you construct any difficult message.
Tone in email communication.
The unspoken message will help you manage the invisible signals your words carry. And if you want a reliable structure for every future piece of written feedback, the SBI method in how to use the SBI method to give team members feedback is where to go next.
Avoiding written feedback mistakes is not about being cautious. It is about being clear, direct, and genuinely useful to the person you're trying to help.
Frequently asked questions.
What are the most common written feedback mistakes in email?
The most common written feedback mistakes in email include being vague about the problem, using an unintentionally harsh tone, burying the feedback in long paragraphs, and sending it to the wrong person. Without vocal tone and body language, even well-intended words can read as cold or critical.
How do written feedback mistakes damage workplace relationships?
Written feedback mistakes erode trust because the recipient cannot ask a clarifying question in real time.
A poorly worded email can feel like an attack, even when none was intended.
Over time, colleagues become defensive or disengaged, and honest communication shuts down across the team.
Why is written feedback harder to deliver than verbal feedback?
Written feedback strips out tone of voice, facial expression, and body language.
The reader fills that gap with their own assumptions, which are often more negative than you intended.
A comment that sounds neutral when spoken can read as cold, dismissive, or hostile in text.
When should you avoid giving written feedback via email or messaging apps?
Avoid written feedback for sensitive topics, repeated performance issues, or anything that requires back and forth discussion. If the feedback involves strong emotion on either side, choose a real-time conversation instead.
Written formats work best for clear, specific, low-stakes observations where the relationship is already secure.
How do you fix written feedback mistakes after sending a poor email?
Follow up in person or by phone as soon as possible.
Acknowledge that your written message may not have landed as intended, and invite the other person to share their reaction.
Restate the core feedback verbally, with care and clarity, so the written version does not define the relationship.
What makes written feedback effective in a workplace messaging app?
Effective written feedback in messaging apps is brief, specific, and framed around observable behavior rather than character judgments.
Keep the tone warm, but direct.
Name the exact situation you're referring to, and follow up with an offer to talk it through if needed.
Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way.
115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them.
Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.